This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today we're going birding, and the first thing you should know about it is that it starts really early.
It is 5:45 a.m. Way earlier than I usually get up on the weekends. I'm gonna try and not wake the wife and the dog. Let's go find some birds.
I'm picked up by our guide today, Zach Clark. He's doing what birders call a big day. The guidelines are simple.
The guidelines. You have to be able to identify the birds within a 24-hour period.
Birds can be added to a big day list two different ways, seeing them or hearing them. Although Clark has been a fan of birding for a while now, this is only his second big day. That's because his first one, which he was doing on the Potter's Marsh boardwalk, ended in disaster.
The heaviest part of my spotting scope swung out over the edge and plummeted 20 feet into the dirty, filthy water. So at that point, my big day came to an end, and it became a rescue operation from my spotting scope.
It's been almost a year since that tragedy, and Clark is excited to give it another go.
If my spotting scope finishes the big day dry, then it'll be a success.
Today we're driving from Anchorage to Seward, but there's plenty of places along the way to get our list started. Our first stop is filled with seagulls.
So you got the mugul here, they got sort of a greenish tint to their legs. They got the smaller bill.
There are actually 5 different birds here. That's one thing you find out early about birding. There are so many you don't notice until you actually stand still and listen. By the time we arrive in Seward, our list is getting pretty long, right around 25. I ask Clark if there's one bird he really wants to find here today. He's resistant at first, but I do get it out of him.
Okay, I know earlier you said you'd jinx it if you said you wanted to find one specific bird, but would you be willing to tell me the bird?
Oh yeah, I wanted to find the chestnut-backed chickadee.
That search will have to wait, though. Chestnut-backed chickadees are mostly found in wooded areas, and there are a lot of seabirds to find in Seward. Which brings me to the second thing you need to know about birding. Wear a pair of shoes you don't mind getting soaked.
Too deep!
Our walking does pay off, though, when we find a bird Clark hasn't seen before.
Black guillemot?
Does it have a song? Can you play a song?
Let's see.
Clark fishes his phone out of his pocket and opens up a birding app to see if the song matches.
Did we hear it make it?
It's similar, yeah. You heard a little bit of that. Just like a little section of it. The white on the wings, black head. I think we got a successful identification. That'd be a new bird to add to my life list.
A life list, as you might guess, is the ultimate list for birders and documents every species they've seen. Clark says this matches his personality quite nicely.
I have this obsessive need to collect things. So when you're going out and you're spending a few hours, you can sort of collect the birds that you see and then not have to bring home anything physical. It's the search that's, you know, half the fun when you're collecting stuff like that.
And our search is nearing an end. But we have one last stop, the Mount Marathon Trail. We're hoping to add a few more birds to our list here, but the trees are thick with leaves this time of year, and it's hard to see anything.
Not only do you want to sort of train your eyes, but you got to work on your ears as well.
That part is easier said than done, but Clark is able to identify a few birds just by ear.
Guys close by. Fairy thrushes out there singing.
Did you just hear it?
Yeah, sounds like a space sound. Right there.
Like a door opening on the Starship Enterprise?
It's like, whoosh. Well, no. That's more of a whoosh sound. This is more like maybe the dilithium crystals, you know, purring when you hit warp speed.
I'm not sure if it's all this nerd talk scaring the birds, but eventually we hit a silent patch of forest.
It's pretty quiet. I don't know if I want to keep climbing up this mountain.
We decide we'll hike for 15 more minutes and then call it a day. And not long after, we hear a bird that stops Clark in his tracks.
It sounds like it's talking to somebody up here. Whatever it is, it's way up on the top of those spruce trees.
We can't see it, but after listening for a few minutes, we're almost certain that it's the chestnut-backed chickadee we were hoping to find.
That's what it has to be. It's like a chickadee on speed.
We want to be certain, so we consult the iPhone one last time.
Can we hear it one more time? That was it.
That's our bird.
And that might just be the perfect end to our big day. But first I have to ask Clark the final total.
36? It's not too bad. I'd love to be over 40.
And that's the third and final thing you should know about birding. It's easy to get greedy when you're on a roll. Lucky for us, we're able to find four more birds on our way back to Anchorage. And our final bird is so common that we're shocked we haven't seen it all day long. A pigeon. With 40 birds under our belt and a very dry spotting scope, it's time our big day came to an end. And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.